National Weather Service has issued tornado watch number 211, effective until 6 p.m. This watch includes the following counties: in Oklahoma, Carter, Johnston, Lubbock, Marshall, and the following counties: in Texas, Collin, Cook, Denton, and Grayson. Remember, a tornado watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including tornadoes, large hail and damaging winds, and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information.
Weather Watch. W5NGU. Temperature 79 degrees.
KC0L,
KC5GT,
Mobile, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm just looking at these clouds up in the sky and wondering when it's going to get to Denton County.
Yeah, I'm looking at them too. I'm in Denton. I just crossed into the north end of Denton County. Clouds are looking mostly fluffy, so I don't know that we've got a whole lot of rain in them yet.
Well, they look pretty impressive on radar, and of course we have the tornado watch until 6 o'clock tonight. I think they were guessing the line something between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, maybe.
Okay, yeah, now as I look off to the west, I see a little darker, a little more foreboding clouds.
And I'm east of you, then the west side of Frisco near Little Elm, and we've got heavy clouds here, and we're getting little spits of rain here already.
Well, I'm on 35, like I said, just off of the Denton County line, and so far not a drop.
Well, very good. I know it's going to rain again, just a matter of hours, so, and the lakes are full, so we'll see where the water goes.
Yeah, we were just in Oklahoma at a lake house, and we were on the lake, and it was raining a little here and there, and we started hearing some lightning and thunder, seeing some lightning and hearing some thunder, and got off the lake. I got on the radio and heard there was a tornado touchdown about 3 or 4 miles from us.
Ah, you should, you gotta be careful up in Oklahoma. They come on quick up there. Of course, they can happen here too, but Oklahoma's had their share of them already this year. Of course, we had those two on Sunday morning, that two little ones that touched down in Las Colinas area and North Dallas.
Wow, did not hear about that. Yeah, this one was just a short one. I think they said it only touched down for about 10 seconds. Unfortunately, it was moving away from us at the time.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm coming up to my home QTH, so I'm going to head back inside and going over to the meeting tonight in Denton. If you're there, see you there.
KC5GOI,
KC0L.
Hello, guy. I need all stations to let the courtesy tail drop. We are pre-staging at this time, and the club meeting has been postponed.
Okay, thank you, guy. I appreciate that. KC0L, I'm clear.
KC5GTE, clear.
KF5KBL, I can go mobile. I'm just on 2 Ridge, basically, 288 and McKinney Street.
Okay, so there was a lot of crackles there, but I heard 380 and McKinney. What was the call sign?
KF5KBL, I'm not McKinney and 288.
Are you able to go mobile, or are you a fixed station?
I'm able to go mobile.
Are you on a handy talk?
I am.
I'm going to keep you close to the city at Denton. I don't want to get you too far out given the noise that's already on you. You've got some time, but I'm going to go ahead and set you up at 288 North 35 over by the water tower.
Heading that way.
Okay, again, at this point in time, guys, I mainly want to focus on getting stations out to the west side of the county. So, I really need stations that are mobile, not handy-talkies, out on that side of the county at this point in time. The thing I'm concerned about is the tornadic threat that's setting up in Jack and Palo Pinto County, so I need to make sure the signal noise ratio is as good as possible. KE5MZT, this is KC5GOI.
KE5MZT to GOI.
Sir, can I start sending you out towards Plainview Baptist Church?
Is that the one out of, on 455 out of Sanger? Over.
No, ma'am, it's the one out west of Justin. I'm sorry, out west of Crum.
Okay, can you give me the road number? It's been a while.
Over. Go to Crum, head west on 1173, please.
Gotcha. KE5MZT.
KC5GOI, KF5W5NGU, temperature 79 degrees.
Station just called the ID or got you, say again.
KF5KW.
KF5KW, go ahead.
Yeah, guy, I'm right here at 156 and 1384. I can go mobile. I'm just north of Justin.
Okay, stand by. I'm going to have you going west. I'm just trying to decide if I want to send you out 1384 or not.
Roger that.
Can I get you to go west on 407 close to New Fairview? Just don't get outside the county line.
Copy that. On my way.
WB6, WBH.
Stand by, Bob. KD5KJZ, to answer your question, not at this time. I'm trying to pre-stage spotters on the west side of the county. So, and all stations, please try to refrain from texting me directly. It is a pretty severe distraction for me when I'm trying to run a net. All stations that I've sent out mobile, I need you guys to make sure you have a place to find shelter for yourself and your vehicle. The National Weather Service just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Parker County. Winds are estimated to be in excess of 70 and 3/4 inch hail. Again, that is for Parker County until 1:45. So all you guys out mobile, make sure you have a place to secure your vehicle. This is KC5GOI.
Kilo Foxtrot 5, Echo Papa Tango.
KF5ETC, go ahead.
Do you need any more people mobile? I'm right here in Denton. It's a 35E, 35W split.
Yes, I do. I would appreciate it if you could get
weather,
FM 1173
W5NGU, temperature 79 degrees.
Auburn Slidell.
Copy. I'll be around at 1173 and 455, correct?
That is correct. Thank you.
Hey, guy, if you want that station to take Sanger, I can call 455. I'm in Sanger now.
Who is that?
I'm sorry, Ensign PIT Mobile.
Jeffrey, yeah, go ahead and do that. EPT, head north up 35 to Sanger for me, and then we'll figure see what we need to do with you after that. I'm probably going to send you closer to Bolivar.
Yes, sir. I'll go to Sanger.
And Guy, I'm beaconing Ensign TIT-9 as well, Ensign TIT Mobile.
K5ICR, KC5GOI.
Yeah, go ahead, guys.
Can you put Sky 1 on the repeater for me?
Affirmative, stand by.
This is KC5GOI in control for Denton County Area Sky 1. At this time, I'm activating a Sky Warnet at the request of the National Weather Service. All stations not participating in the net, please continue to monitor for ongoing activity. There will be minimum reporting criteria in force for this net. All stations that do not meet with minimum reporting criteria, please continue to monitor. That includes
control programming. All operations, please wait.
At this time. At any point in time, if you have an emergency, which is a threat to property or life, please use the probe sign, phrase break, and wait to be acknowledged by net control.
Please wait. Skywarn, net.
At this point in time, we have a line of severe thunderstorms flowing in from the east to the west that have a history of tornadic development and high winds in excess of 60 miles an hour. Radar has indicated large hail, hailing that is in size of 3/4 inch or larger. All stations out in the field, please make sure you have a place to take shelter. This is a rapidly moving storm. At this point in time, it is still on the west side of Decatur, but is advancing on Denton County. I'm also going to ask at this time that all stations please check your APRS. APR speakers on the repeater are a problem. KC5GOI, net control, Denton County Skywarn. Minimum reporting criteria at this time will be any hail, winds in excess of 45 miles an hour, any green flashes that would be power line damage, things of that nature. I'm also looking for street flooding. Please be mindful on street flooding. It needs to be impassable, and I'm going to need specific location of them. If you can drive through it, do not report it. All stations, please stand by. If there's a station that's able to listen to the repeater input and monitor for that APRS beacon, I would appreciate it. Email me the call sign. Don't let it out over the air.
KF5AXA
location to go.
Location is about 1/4 mile west, directly from Texas Woman's University. Monitoring from now.
Thank you. At this point in time, I want to make sure everybody's aware of minimum reporting criteria. I'm looking for any hail report, winds in excess of 45 miles an hour, impassable streets, or electrical flashes. I have enough spotters positioned at this time, so additional stations, please continue to monitor. Minimum reporting criteria is in force. This is KC5GOI, net control, Dent County Skywalk. As an update for all stations, the line is coming right up on the city of Decatur at this point in time, continuing to move rapidly to the east. We will probably be seeing this hit our county line, I'd say, within 20 minutes maximum. I do see some stuff building up over town, so if you have anything that fits the reporting criteria on that, please let me know. But the primary threat is coming out of our west. National Weather Service has issued a significant weather advisory for Central Dent until 2:30 p.m. Locations impacted in this area include Dent, Flower Mound, Torrance, Pilot Village, Lake Dallas, Sanger, Crum, Pilot Point, Argyle, Hickory Creek, Justice, Double Oak, Shady Shores, Aubrey, Northlake, Krugerville, Crossroads, Barksville, Copper Canyon, and Corral City. Wind gusts will be possible of up to 50 miles an hour. Delta radar is tracking a severe thunderstorm near Argyle or near Dent, moving north at 40. So we have these two things going on at this point in time. Once the storm is moving north, once it's passed, you please continue to look off to the west. KC5GOI.
EPT, Tenet.
EPT, go ahead.
Checking in at 35 and 455 in Sanger. Is there anywhere specific you want me to go?
Continue west on 455. Get just on the west side of Baldwin for me. There's going to be a clearing after the S-curve.
Yes, I wonder.
UQL, go ahead.
I've identified the unit that's sending packets on the channel if you'd like to call for us.
Can you email that to me quickly?
Will do.
WB5NCV, this is net control. K5ICR, this is net control.
Go ahead, guys.
You guys can find the voter site where that noise is coming from and turn it off, please.
Yes, I'm working on K5ICR. So we've got locked out. Everybody's going to have to go through the voters.
Let's see how that goes. We'll see what happens.
Yes, okay, bye-bye, sir.
Okay, all my stations in the city of Dent. I say again, all my stations in the city of Dent, please look to your south towards Argyle. I need stations that are in the city of Dent looking south towards Argyle for development. WB6WBH, this is Dent, this is KC5GOI.
Go ahead, WB6WBH.
Bob, I need you looking north.
Exactly where I'm looking at. This is located in Lois Lane in Dorman, in Roanoke, overlooking Trophy Club and Roanoke, at the water tower.
KC5EAK, this is KC5GOI. To all stations, the system is coming in from our west now between the city of Decatur and the county line. It's continuing to move west, at about 40 miles an hour. I also need stations to be mindful of what's going on in the city of Denton at this point in time. I've got some concern about that. This is KC5GOI, Net Control, Denton County, Skyward. Go ahead, Bob.
It's a 46 mile an hour gust front out here, and it slacked off to about 35. Light rain.
Is that measured or estimated, Bob?
Measured.
Roger, weather service.
The service, go ahead.
I was just going to request there's a spotter named Steve Wilkerson. I'm not sure of the call sign. The weather service asked us to, I guess he's in a really good place to kind of keep an eye out on wall clouds. Can you contact him and see what he thinks, please?
It doesn't ring a bell, but we'll give it a shot. Do I have a spotter by the name of Steve Wilkerson on frequency at this time?
KF5KV, do you want me to go to the water tower down here and see on? It was a wall cloud, but now it's started disorganized again.
Okay, Steve, in which direction are you looking right now?
I'm looking on the south side of that storm that just moved to Denton.
Okay, so you're looking north, is that correct? Okay, please give the repeater about a half a second, then repeat your last statement, please.
Skyward, net.
To the northeast.
Okay, how far do you think it is from where you are to that phenomenon, please?
North
side of Denton. He's off of where the 288 and 935 north are.
Appreciate him keeping his eyes on the wall cloud. I heard he said it was a little bit more disorganized, so appreciate him.
Steven, what was your call sign again?
Foxtrot 5 Kilo Bravo Leo.
Okay, that explains why I didn't find you. I've got it. It's got it in wrong. Thank you, Steven. Okay, to all my stations that are on the west side of Denton County, projected wind speeds are picking up as this line gets closer to the county line. It is, the west moving storm is pretty much on the Denton-Wyatt County line at this time, so you should start seeing some activity. Minimum reported criteria, any hail at this point. Winds in excess of 45 miles an hour. Any street flooding that is impassable. Any tornadic activity. This is KC5GOI, Net Control, Denton County Skyward.
Had definitive lowering just go over my head. Rotation was horizontal at this time. I'm going to find a spot behind under you.
TIT, this is Net Control.
5 TIT, go ahead, Doc.
Jeff, can you look a little to your southwest? Tell me what you see.
I'm obscured to the southwest due to heavy rain at the present time. Nothing as far as minimum reporting criteria, just heavy rain.
Send that cell that went north through Denton. I don't think it makes any sense to me right now. Okay, thank you. Bad Lucas.
That's my last station. Location is Jackson 380, touch under gas station. Here, I'll let you know if you can do it.
Proceed in this.
Go ahead, sir, Ann.
There's something going on north-northeast of me. I can't see it good enough for the trees. I just wondered if anybody else could get eyes on it. I can't really tell. There's definite lowering over there. K5MZT.
N5TIT, net control.
Yeah, guy, I'm looking down to my southeast. I see the edge of the shelf pipe there, but I really don't see anything to report from this angle. Maybe EPP back toward Sanger might have a better view.
I've got KG5BZJ also in the Sanger area. BZJ, this is net control.
2:15 p.m.
Yeah, I thought I had him on the roster, but he's not here. KF5EPC, net control.
Well, I'm at 455 at the Valero. I am watching something. I think it's just the wall cloud, or the, I'm sorry, the self cloud moving in, but there is a lot of rotation of some sort.
Is it horizontal or is it vertical in nature?
I think it's vertical.
Okay, K0 CSW is a little bit of a distance, but do you see it?
Sure, I can't even look at guy. I've got a lot of range here, you
know. All right, thank you. KF5LKJ, this is net control.
We make you look at go ahead.
Look north, what do you see?
I'm at the end of Indian Road here, looking due north. I do see the shelf cloud. It is slightly diagonal, but I do not see any organized lowering of the mat.
KG5 GSD, this is net control. What's your current location? For some reason, I don't have it on my nose.
I'm just northwest of Trump.
Can you look towards the Sanger area and tell me what you see?
Come by, let me get a better position here.
Hey, thank you. UTL.
Yes, sir.
Same thing, you're northeast, please.
Be reposition.
Thought I heard RNS, go ahead.
Okay,
Okay, I caught the part about 455 and 1173. I heard no lowering, but can you say again what you see about rotation that I need to confirm? K5ICR, is that control?
Great, guy.
Go ahead and turn the main sight back on, see if that helps him.
Great, dude.
Well, I'm waiting on that to get taken care of. Do I have any other stations looking off to the west, to the east, or northeast? I'm looking for closer to the Sanger area. N5TIT, do you have vision on this, or do you have too much rain?
It's raining way too hard here. My visibility is down to about less than half a mile. I have nothing on it.
Okay, thank you. MZT, this is Net Control.
This is MZT.
What do you see in that direction, Sarah M?
It's just too gray and too much rain right now. MZT.
Okay, have you had a wind change? Winds coming out of the west now?
Winds are out of the west here, definitely. KE5 MZT.
Go ahead, Ken.
I'm here on town on West Parkway Street. Can you hear me anywhere?
Give me the consensus of what you see around Sanger. We think we have something trying to develop in the general area.
Well, I'm in downtown Denton right now. I'm heading north.
Okay, if you could let me know what you see to your north, I'd appreciate it.
All right, A-Bubble-P, let me get where I'm not tree blocked.
National Weather Service. N5RNS, go ahead.
I am seeing some lowering and rotation. This is about 1173 off the break.
Okay, you said the report one more time, Russell. I got 1173, and I thought you said 455 was rotation. Can you repeat the report one more time? You're scratching.
Yeah, I'm working on my AC. I'm seeing lowering and about Mach Brandt.
Oscar Bush.
Mach Brandt in 1173.
Affirmative. Okay, yeah. Oscar Patron.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I'm over here by Kroger's on University, and it does look like a bit of a wall cloud that direction from where I'm at, but it looks more closer in town.
Okay, that matches what Russell's telling me.
And I did speakers and stations.
M5DZO, I can go mobile if you need me.
Okay, stand by, Leo. UQL is net control.
UQL, go.
What Russell's port is going to put it all, well, it's going to almost be on top of you, maybe slightly west.
UQL. I think the feature he's passed, talking about has actually already passed over the top of us. There was a little bit of a lowering, but I didn't see many indications of rotation in it.
Do you still see it as a lowering?
Not at this point from what I can see, but I do have quite a bit of my view blocked from my houses.
Okay, thank you. N5 TIT, this is in control.
Go ahead, guy, N5 TIT.
Can you pull south on 1173 as rain allows?
Sure can, N5 TIT.
KE5 NZT.
NZT.
Can you pull in closer to Crum, please?
Roger, closer to Crum.
K0 CSW.
CSW, go.
Closer to Denton, please.
Received.
My guys from Ponder South, I have not forgotten about you. KF5, LKJ.
LKJ, go.
Look west, tell me what you see, please.
Break, break, KF5, OOR.
Oscar, Oscar Romeo, go.
I'm looking at a cloud rotation. Northwest of the UNT.
Can you give me your best estimate on the distance, please?
Less than 4 miles.
Station, please stand by.
Formation is starting to rotate. KF5 OOR.
Station. I copy that you're looking to your northwest and you're seeing rotation. Can you give me a little bit more update on that, please?
Clouds are going. It's starting to look like it's going to fall now. It's spinning currently horizontally.
Okay, please keep an eye on that for me. That's and let me know. I'm going to come back to you in just a few minutes. National Weather Service, this is Denton County Skywarn.
KG5DCE.
KG5DCE, go.
I can see that feature clearly that the young man at UNG reported. I'm at the overpass of 377 and 380.
Okay, is it more diagonal or more horizontal? Is it, does it look like a shelf cloud or something trying to tilt down?
It's a little bit diagonal. It comes diagonal and then it goes back up, comes diagonal and goes back up.
Okay, thank you. K0, CSW.
CSW, go.
What's your view to the east or Denton?
All rain.
KE5 MZT, can you look to your southeast, please?
Roger, southeast.
WB6, WBH.
Go, Bob.
I've got some horizontal right above me. Wind is picking up in excess of 25. I'm at closest major intersection, 377 at 114.
Okay, what you're describing sounds like a shelf cloud as it moves in to horizontal. Thank you, Bob. Let me know if the winds get higher. We're looking for 45 and higher at this point. All stations, the main line of this coming through the city is now on the I-35W line as it continues to move east. KC5 to UI, net control, Denton County Skywarn. N5 RNS.
Super pump.
85 OP, go ahead.
Guy, what is this part that's going out towards north of 380 heading east? What is that looking like on radar right now?
Skywarn, net.
right now we have rain and some winds that are not meeting minimum of 40.
Okay. It's okay.
Go ahead, Nat.
Go ahead, Lucas.
Do you have a location in mind for me to be heading towards?
Negative, you can start pulling back into Denton. I'm going to be concerned about rain, though, at this point, because this is turning into a heavy rain event.
Received.
National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Denton County until 3:15 p.m. Severe thunderstorm is located near Argyle or near Denton, moving east at 50. Wind gusts, the hazards are wind gusts in excess of 60 miles an hour.
DB.
I got a KE5 something DB. One more time, please.
Ghost Delta Bravo here. I'm at 377 and 35E mobile. If you need me to go anywhere, just let me know, guys.
KE5TBE, is that 377 and 3? Is that in Denver? Is that the one
out? I'm sorry, the noise was kind of getting you there. It's Golf Delta Bravo, KE5 Golf Delta Bravo, and it's 35E in Denton and 377.
Power issue I can definitely fix. The interference problem I cannot. We'll just have you hang out for the time being.
Sounds good. Just let me know if you need me to go anywhere. KE5 GDB.
KG5 Delta Charlie Echo to Net Control.
Station calling, call sign and go.
KG5 Delta Charlie Echo. I need to get off this overpass. Requesting permission to move to Fish Trap Road and 380.
Go ahead.
Here's my Lordy Boots next, so.
Go ahead, Riley.
Hey, guys, what do you want me to have me out in what place?
Well, Riley, right now I don't know where you are.
Okay, I'm sorry. I am going west on Hobson.
Riley, I'm going to have everybody kind of stay put for the time being as it starts to blow through.
Okay.
All stations, please check your repeater input. See if we can locate the source of this noise. I'd like to narrow it down to a segment of the county, and then we can go from there. N5TIT, go.
Yeah, on the input, that signal is about S7, S9 here in Crum, downtown Crum.
WB5NGD, this is Net Control.
Yeah, go ahead for Gerald.
When you guys take over for Net Control, I'm going to find them.
Yeah, we're locking out the receivers right now. 5 July to be 5 NZB.
Gerald, I'm going to move everybody over to 517 while you're working on this.
Roger.
All stations, this is net control. We are moving the net to 145.17. I say again, we are moving to 145.17. KC5 GOI.
Hey guy, I'm going to stay on this frequency and try to track it down. There's no way I can catch the front part of the storm.
Clear Creek at Sanger, whether you're spotting or monitoring. National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning valid until 6:27 p.m. For Clear Creek near Sanger until May 26th at 2:40. Again, there is a flood warning for Clear Creek near Sanger until tomorrow at 2:39 p.m.
Control WB6WBH.
Go ahead, Bob.
I've come off the hill over in Roanoke and I'm driving through traffic flip proper, checking our creek, so I'll pull over a little high, but they haven't crossed any roads yet.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you. KD5JL1 at control. Henry, you're on direct, but I'm going to go ahead and show you secure. I'm going to close up the operations down at your corner. KF5 KBL.
KF5 KBL here.
Okay, Steven, you can head back to wherever it was you were at. This is pretty much rain. Our severe thunderstorm warning should be expiring in 15 minutes, but it's pretty much blown out of the county at this point. Go ahead, Riley.
The U.S. National Guard has had two units headed down to Argyle right now, or at least going that direction.
They had a very heavy flip of rain, so that's surprising.
Surprised me, but it's just, you know, not every day you're driving down the road and you see military trucks headed someplace.
In 5-1 is secure.
Thank you, Russell. Have a good afternoon.
K5IW.
K5IW, go.
Yeah, guys, the handle's still up over on the south west side of him. Was monitoring the whole thing. Good job, and believe me, it's always great to be able to check the net and hear what's going on. I'm stationary, so I don't sleep much. Thank you.
Okay, appreciate it. With that, I'm going to call the net close at this point in time. Those of you that can pick up Grayson County, it might be an interesting listen at this point in time. So that's where my radio's headed. I appreciate everyone going out today, and it looks like we're hopefully clear for the time being. Temperature at my location got down to 64 degrees, but it's starting to head back up. I'm already back up to 66. For those of you that have not received any sort of notification, the club meeting has been postponed for multiple reasons.
So again, the club meeting has been postponed. Please check the club website for further updates. With that, I'm going to return the repeater to normal use. K5ICR, this is KC5GOI.
Control programming. All operations, please wait.
WX receiving on.
Please wait. Welcome to the DGARA repeater. Repeater is released to open operations. Thank you.
KC5GOI, K0CSW.
Yeah, Lucas.
In the stretch of road there between that turn and the tracks, we've got four different spots. Water is actually over the concrete, but it is fully packed. Headed out roads now to step towards Blackjack.
Had a station that keyed up that I know was mobile because that was windshield wiper noise on their audio.
You managed to get its variable lid.
KC5GOI, K0CSW.
You know that tower closer to the dam that is north of 428?
Yeah, it's an FM broadcast tower with, I think, some width stuff just a little ways up it.
I just watched that take a direct strike.
I'm sure it happens often.
Oh, I'd be inclined to agree. It's just the first time I've literally seen that. It was pretty darn impressive.